Thunderstorms. See the lightning flashing.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 23rd of January, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, local burlesquers Geek Enders created a bit of a buzz on Reddit this week. We'll find out why. And there's a new opera company in town, Opera Opulenza. They've got their gala opening concert tomorrow night, and we'll talk to their artistic director later on in the show. And the Shindig semifinals continue on Tuesday. We'll preview who's playing, plus our usual look at what's going on this weekend in the worlds of local independent theater, film, and music. Another great hour ahead, so don't touch that dial. Sitting across from me right now is Lisa Simon. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. You're part of Geek Enders.
Yes.
Which is doing lots and lots of stuff.
But
latest show is the burlesque version of the game Portals 2.
No burlesque.
No burlesque. Oh, no, it's a musical.
It's a musical.
That's right. That's right. You're keeping your clothes on this time.
That's right.
All right. Tell us about Portal 2, the musical.
Portal 2, the musical, is a combination of the plot of the gameplay, and the music is based around a lot of different music from different musicals that pre-exist, but the lyrics have been changed to fit the situations.
Oh, yeah.
So there'll be recognizable songs. There's one from The Princess and the Frog, which I love. There's one from Mary Poppins. Mm-hmm. it's a really interesting conglomeration of popular culture and musical theater.
And it's coming up soon. When does it open?
It's coming up. Oh God, it's next weekend. Ah! That's terrifying.
And whereabouts?
We're doing it at the Rio Theater, which is in East.
Which is your usual home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And this time we've got a bit of a smaller cast. We've got 14 people, which is
I like that. 14 is a smaller
14
cast.
Is a smaller cast, especially compared to the last show, which I think had something like 30.
Yeah.
And
the last show was the Star Wars one, right?
Was the final Star Wars show. Yeah.
Which have been huge hits. But speaking of huge hits, some from out of nowhere... Portal 2, the musical, became a sensation on Reddit.
Oh, yeah. We were freaking out about that,
too. What happened?
Well, we discovered we were trending on Reddit, and then some of us just sat there and watched the posts continue to go up in number, and eventually we were on the front page, and all of us were just staring at it, because we never expected this to be hugely popular, and I guess we were also on the front page, like, trending on Twitter, and So, yeah, that was a huge surprise to us too.
So I guess just name recognition for the Portal 2, but also for Geek Enders just combined to make it explode.
Well, we're,
so what, are you all sold out now?
I think there's some tickets for Sunday, and there's always 50 tickets at the door. Rio tends to hold
good for
50
them.
Tickets yeah. for the door so people can line up early and get in.
Well, this is cool. So so I guess the next step is Seth Meyers.
I guess we'll see. I know we have the Princess Bride coming up as a burlesque spectacular, and we're planning on. Well, we've had a couple of requests to go to different conventions to do Portal.
Wow!
So we'll be touring possibly with Portal and doing. Also, we're doing a remount of A Nude Hope.
Mm-hmm.
So. There's some shows in on our horizon, some new ones and some old favorites.
It just keeps going.
Yeah, definitely.
How long have you been involved?
I've been involved since, for a little over a year. I started with the first Star Wars show.
Right.
And I was in the ensemble. And I got into this not because I wanted to do burlesque, but because I love dancing and because I love musical theater. And I'm a huge nerd, so I was like, Star Wars! Oh my God, Star Wars! I must be in this thing. And so I've been in every show so far except for Labyrinth because I was on a field school at the time, so I couldn't be in that one.
Sitting there digging away, going, "I wish I was on stage."
For sure, I was like, I could be dancing right now.
So, aside from Geek Enders, what other stuff have you done?
I didn't start doing anything until Geek Enders. Uh-huh.
You were a dancer before.
Was in a dance troupe called Glamorati before that for almost a year, and we've kind of broken up. I don't know what's going on with them, but I got so into. Well, the thing is with the theatrical burlesque is that we practice basically 5 nights a week.
Right.
Not necessarily all of us, but the rehearsals run all the time. So I didn't really have time for any other. I don't have hobbies. I don't have life.
I know. It's like that. It's like that here. I only do 1 hour a week, 1 hour a day once a week. And I don't have time to do anything else. So
you wonder where your time goes.
That's right. It's only an hour. What's going on? Okay, let's just remind everyone it's at the Rio Theater next week.
Yes, Friday, Saturday, and they've opened up another show on Sunday because we sold out.
Yeah.
So
But there will be tickets at the door Friday and Saturday.
Yes, there'll be tickets at the door, and I believe there might still be some tickets for Sunday on the website. So you can check it out on the website, on the Rio's website. They have posted the Sunday show, but I can't guarantee there's anything left.
No, but we can always try.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, there you go. You've done your first radio interview.
Woohoo!
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you for having me again.
Okay, now I have to play music.
Music.
Let's do this.
Waves are pretty unknown. All the things I don't got. Bodies like a sculpture in the sand. Bodies like a sculpture in the sand. Gazes like the top drags me in. So I'm with you. So I'm with you. So I feel. So I feel. So I feel. Waves are pretty unknown. And all the things I don't got. Body's like a sculpture in the sand. Your body's like a sculpture in the sand. Your eyes are like a sea and sky combined. Surf with you. Surf with you. Surf him. Surf him. Surf him. Surf with you. Surf with you. Surf down. Surf down.
I always say, if you got a song that you want played on the radio, you send it to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and we'll play it. And that's where this comes from. It's Matthew Owen and a band called Silver Sails. And this is a song he wrote called Surfin'. So look out for Silver Sails. You can hear them. They're on SoundCloud, I think, is where I got this one. So, yeah, check them out. We're going to take a quick break right now. And then when we come back, we'll let you know what's going to be happening on Shindig.
Left out in the cold? Feel the love this January 29th at the Discorder February issue launch party at the Lido. Admission is free. Featuring Brass, Did You Die, and CITR Femme Concept DJs between sets. Come for a free night of music and the first peek at Discorder's first issue of 2015. Doors open at 8:30 this Thursday, January 29th at the Lido.
When was the last time you had fun? Are you getting fat? Do you have any friends? Well, you can solve all of your problems with a little wreck. Or a big rec. UBC Rec is the best way to get involved on campus and have new experiences. Continue your fun, active, and social lifestyle by joining a team or signing up for an event. More details at recreation.ubc.ca.
We be.
Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
That is Skim Milk, who took night two of the CITR Shindig semifinals. And the semis continue for night three this coming Tuesday night, the 27th, at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova Street. And we're going to hear from the three bands that will be playing that night. We're going to hear from Feng Shui, the Purple Heart Social Club, And we're going to start things off with Tarantula Head.
Starting in the we gonna make it?
Down for me.
She fell from heaven, it must have hurt like ow.
There you go. That's your semifinalists for Tuesday, the 27th, at Shindig, at the Hindenburg, at 23 West Cordova Street in sunny Gastown. We heard from Feng Shui, Purple Heart Social Club, and we started that set off with Tarantula Head. And get there early, consume mass quantities. It's only $6, so go and have a good time Tuesday night. Got some also good news from friends of the show, the Wooden Horsemen. They were participating in a web poll, and they won. They're going to be performing at the, what is it? I'll tell you later. They're playing at a festival on the island of the in next month, which I forgot to put up in front of me. But I got the song. Here they are. Here they are. They're right here. There they go.
Coming down. Soon enough we'll all be taking our bows. Destination was always the same, babe. I feel the heat and it keeps me warm. These days it seem to linger on. Soon enough we'll all be on our own. Just like a penny, a voodoo doll, acting like it was nothing at all. No. Restless, not gone, feeling daylight.
story told in a Cajun dream. Kind of woman bringing to the knees. Who says that love can be a thorn in your side? Ain't no mercy from this devil of mine. And you say it just ain't a cross to bear. Well, if you ask me, it's just splitting hairs. So put your hand on your good old book, baby. Lay down your secrets and I'll be a witness. I know.
There you go. That's Wooden Horseman. On the phone right now, I have got Trudy Chambers, who is the artistic director of Opera Opulenza. And hi, Trudy.
Hi.
And Trudy, you've got... okay, let me start again.
Okay.
You thought you were nervous. Opera Opulenza is a new opera company in Vancouver.
Yes.
And you've got your first concert tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yes, our first opening gala concert, yes.
Wonderful, exciting. So this is your first concert, but how long has this been in process?
Oh, gosh, we started in the summertime, so it's been a long haul for all of the summer and the fall and now into the winter. So with just getting the website ready and doing auditions and getting singers and picking where we want to sing and what we want to sing, and it's just a lot of work.
Yes, it usually is. Why? Did you see that there was a need for more opera in Vancouver?
It's interesting because we have like 11 or more, actually more, in and around Vancouver and around BC, small opera companies.
Mm-hmm.
So there's quite a lot out there. We have so many places to choose from, but with the small companies, they're only performing maybe once or twice per year. And so there's long breaks in between performances for singers. So that's even if you get cast in one of their operas. So it could be a long time till you get to sing something. So what we're doing is providing singers a chance to sing more often. So we'll be singing monthly. I did put on the website that we're singing bi-weekly, so every twice a month. But I think we're starting off slow and doing once a month and see how it goes. Maybe take a month off here and there just to get our bearings. So,
right.
But we're trying to provide as many opportunities for singers as possible. So,
the concert tomorrow night it's a more of a gala concert than a full on operatic performance.
Yeah, it's not a fully staged opera. So what we're going to do is it's just concert style. So like recital, we're going to have different arias and duets from different operas. From all kinds of composers. It should be a great night. Lots of fabulous singers. So,
Now, are you have plans in the future to be a little more ambitious and do a full on production?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So that's our goal, is to have a fully staged opera ready for hopefully this June or July. So, and I'm into more obscure, different operas, stuff that's rarely done or even rarely done or never done in Vancouver. So hopefully you'll be seeing something a little different here with Opera Opulenza. We also have a difference in that we're going to be performing other concerts as well in between the operas, that fully staged operas that we're going to be doing. So we're going to be doing art song, sacred music, and more sort of opera scenes, different things here and there.
Well, that's great for the singers too, because they get an opportunity to kind of push the envelope a bit, you know, and explore. That's what we're looking for.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
All right. So you're performing at Pyatt Hall, mm-hmm. which I had never heard of that one before. It's on Seymour Street.
Oh, it's such a cute place. So it's like brand new. It's at the VSO School of Music on Seymour Street, 843 Seymour Street. And it's the Pyatt Hall, which is it's like it's got a full stage and a nice grand piano, and it's got rated seats, and also a balcony. So it looks like a cute little mini opera house. It's very nice.
I'm just guessing from the address. Is that near the Orpheum?
Yes, it's right next to the Orpheum.
Ah, okay.
So if the Orpheum backstage door on Seymour Street, so it's next door to that.
All right, and it's tomorrow night. Tickets are $25, $20 for seniors and students, and you can get them online.
Yes, you can get them at Brown Paper Tickets online. It's only open for another, I think, few more hours today, and then it'll be cash at the door.
Right. Okay. And it's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock. Door opens at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And performance hopefully will start promptly in and around 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
It's a packed night, so we've got a lot of arias and duets to get through. So
great. What are some of the highlights? What are we going to hear?
What kind of arias? Well, we've got stuff from Verdi and Puccini and Mozart, Saint-Saëns, Bizet, all kinds of. It's mostly favorites, sort of hits, opera hits. So you'll know a lot of them when you come. So it's just to get people familiar with our singers and to see what we can do. And then we'll dive in later with a little bit more obscure stuff.
Absolutely. Put your toe in first and then dive in. And you've got our friend Anita Boomer in the cast, so it's bound to be good.
Yeah, she's a fabulous help to me, I must say. Very excellent at marketing and promotion.
She does know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today, and I hope things go just swimmingly tomorrow night.
Great. Thank you very much for having me on the phone.
Bye-bye.
Is it?
That's Butch Murphy and the Greasy Kings, a tune called High Moon Blues. And I got to talk to Butch because every time he does a gig, he does rockabilly or he does surf music, and we don't have any of him doing that kind of music in our record libraries. I got to talk to Butch because I wanted to lead up to Butch is playing at the Media Club on Saturday night. He's a special guest vocalist with the Hang Ten Hangmen, doing a night of greasy, surfy, twangy goodness. A night like no other. Saturday night at the Media Club underneath the Queen Elizabeth Theater on Cambie Street. Also, who else has got? We got Artists and Slave coming up. We're going to play them later as well. And we'll tell you what's happening on the live stage too. And all that's coming up after this.
In 2004, Frank Warren handed out 3,000 self-addressed postcards to strangers, prompting them to share their secrets. These postcards were collected on his blog, and now Post Secret has become a collaborative movement for millions of unheard voices. This January, Vancouver artists TJ Daw, Khalil Ashanti, and Justin Suds will help bring Post Secret to life as a visual auditory journey through the emotions of our inner life. With music from Mario Vira and multimedia projection, Post Secret makes its Canadian premiere from January 20th to February 7th at the Firehall Center in downtown Vancouver. For pricing, showtimes, and more information about Post Secret, the show, please visit firehallartcenter.ca.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
The Push Festival is going on this week for the next couple of weeks all over town, all kinds of stuff going on, way more than I have time to talk about right now, but it's not easy to find, not easy to miss, it's not hard to find. Okay, let me start again. It's easy to find. It's in the middle of the Georgia Strait. But a couple of things I wanted to tell you about. The show at the Waterfront Theater, The Adventures of Alvin Sputnik, is a highlight that you don't want to miss. It's on tonight and tomorrow. And then all through the festival at Performance Works on Granville Island, Club Push has a different event every night in a fun and social cabaret setting down at Performance Works. Post Secret that we just heard about is going on at the Fire Hall this weekend, 8 o'clock tonight, 4 tomorrow, 8 o'clock tomorrow, and 3 o'clock on Sunday. Rosebud Theater is continuing with Underneath the Lintel at Pacific Theater tonight and tomorrow. Metro Theater is continuing with Faulty Towers, the stage version of the John Cleese TV series, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then we've got the closing weekend of Blackbird Theater's All That Fall, the Samuel Beckett radio play, tonight and tomorrow. And then Private Lives by Noel Coward on stage at the Jericho Arts Center. And that opens this weekend. So that'll be going on. And that features friend of the show, Ted Cole. We've also got music. We've got Opera Pro Cantati, the other continuing concert opera group that's performs every so often at the Cambrian Hall at 17th and Main. This week they're going to open their 2015 series with a concert of arias, duets, and other great ensemble pieces. And then on the screen, it's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle double bill at 10 o'clock and midnight tonight at the Rio. And then we've got ongoing Sunday night comedy at the Havana and the Fox Cabaret. So check out those places for that kind of stuff. I mentioned Artist and Slave. He was in our studio with us a couple of weeks ago. He's playing at the Railway Club tomorrow night. This is what he sounds like.
Conceptions are to blame, man. In the saddle state, every word you speak is pain. Oh, but you build me up, you build me up with promises of love, and you hold me back.
things you're dreaming of. Now go, you own your soul. Look after these things, only you control it to start. Look in your heart and see if there's a place for you. Wading into water, sea band. You were guided by your courtesies and those words that you keep. Oh, but you blocked my path. You blocked my path with promises of love. And you hold me back. You know you hold me back. The things you're dreaming of. After these things, only you control it to start. Look in your heart, see if there's a place for me to call home. You own your soul. Look after these things, only you control it to start. Look in your heart, see if there's a place for me to call home. You own your soul. Look after these things. Only you control it to start. Look in your heart. See if there's a place for me. But you fill me up. Fill me up with promises of love. And you hold me back. Hold me back with things you dream. Look in your heart, see if there's a place for me to call home.
And there is. That's Artist and Slave playing the Railway Club tomorrow night, along with Robots and Gods and Gods of Love. I think I notice a theme going on there. It's $10 at the door, and music starts at about 9:30 tomorrow night. So we got time for, what do we got? Oh, it's time for the call board. That's what it is. Our look at auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. Starting off with Laughing Matters Comedy Class every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. With local comedy and theater legend Jacques Lalonde. It's $20 for a drop-in. And you can buy a package of, I think it's like five or six classes for a discount. If you want to do that as well. Jacques is there along with other guest teachers. You'll learn about improv, stand-up, sketch comedy, how to write. It's all covered. You can last your aff off every Wednesday at the Il Mercato Mall across from Tim Hortons in the Van City meeting room. Our friend Todd Thompson is putting the word out that he's got a great studio and professional lighting kit, and he will help you shoot, edit, upload, and be your reader for audition tapes. He'll shoot as many takes as you need to make sure that you're completely satisfied, and the information to get a hold of Tom is available on our Dave Radio Facebook page. Did I say Tom? Todd Thompson. Oh, my goodness. We've got the 4th Annual Pole Festival has auditions coming up in this weekend, January 25th and 26th at Carousel Studio. Submit your headshot and resume to pullfestival@gmail.com. Classic Chic Productions, who we introduced to you earlier this year, doing another traditionally male play with an all-female cast. This time around, it's Mammoth's Glengarry Glen Ross. It'll be on stage in June. They're doing the auditions Tuesday, February 3rd. Looking for 7 women between the ages of 40 and 60. Any ethno-cultural background is welcome, and more information is available at classicchic.ca. Then we've got Metro Theatre doing the stage version of the classic 60s film The Graduate. That's happening in May. The auditions are this weekend. Fighting Chance Productions doing Jesus Christ Superstar with the killer director, music director team of Ryan Moody and Claire Wyatt. Who just took an Ovation Award for their production of Spring Awakening. The show will be on in August at the Waterfront Theater. The auditions are Sunday night, and you can find out more by going to Fighting Chance Productions on the internet. And then we've got North Shore Light Opera Society is doing Gilbert and Sullivan's Pinafore in May, and they're looking for a chorus. They've already cast their principal roles. And who else have we got here? Randy Parliament's doing The Singing Butler in March. His auditions are this weekend. The North Van Community Players are doing The Understudy. Their auditions are in February. Vagabond Players doing O'Connor Girls. Their auditions are in February. And finally, get yourself ready for the auditions for Theater Under the Stars at Stanley Park. Oliver and Hairspray are the shows this summer. Their auditions are in February, too. If you want details on these and other audition notices, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library website at vpl.ca. So it is the 23rd of January. That means that Sunday is the 25th of January. And if you know anyone that ever wears any kind of tartan gear or talks with a funny accent, then you probably know that it's Robbie Burns Day this weekend. And the traditional band that plays Robbie Burns is the Real McKenzies. I don't think they're playing this weekend, though, but we will play them this weekend. And because I'm a Campbell, I will allow myself to play this song, and then we will follow that with the band that I was in, that was Paul McKenzie's first Scottish band. So keep listening.
Locked. everybody here stirs up in the Sasquatch.
That's the one.
And I know you're all hit to the giant octopus. But there's a whole new pair of living dead by the Glen. He gaggles and he fumbles and he twists and he bends. He is a monster. The luckiest
monster.
But I know everybody here knows about the Yeti. You know he's hairy and he's cold and he likes to eat spaghetti. But last weekend he devoured a bunny wee lass who was on her way home from a midnight mass. He is a monster. This monster. You know he's big and he's green. He's got a tail he can knock down a house. And if you meet him in a dark alley, he'd probably just walk over to you without even looking at you. But if you sat down and had a nice chat with him, you'd find out what he's all about. But how his dad used to beat him. His mother used to sit him down to the coal mine. Life was really tough for him. Everybody here's heard about the Ogopogo. You know, I saw that he swallowed a whole family, complete with their robot. So when you see that flutter and you hear them bubbles, I'll tell you they know that you're in for lots of trouble with the monster. Full on this monster. He is a monster. Full on this monster. Monster. You want this monster?
Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special thanks to our guests, Trudy Chalmers and Lisa Simon. Don't forget, it's a T-Bird Sports Weekend here on Thunderbird Radio. Starting tonight with men's hockey, UBC versus Regina at 7 o'clock, and men's and women's volleyball Saturday as the Birds serve loaves and fishes to Trinity Western. Women's game at 5 o'clock, men at 7 tomorrow night right here at 101.9 FM. But stick around because Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept, and don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.